The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You remember all the cries from the last year? Last 12 months, in fact, actually, probably the last 2 years from Planned Parenthood. We have heard this constantly for at least 2 years, especially the last year. The Trump administration is going to destroy us, and women are going to die, and we're not going to have any money, and we're not going to be able to provide women with the services that we need because of the evil Trump administration and those pro-life people. We need money. We're good. Oh, it's, remember that? All of that? Terrible, horrible, awful. It's just, Well, Planned Parenthood has just released their latest year-end report, their annual report. Hey, by the way, welcome. This is Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Planned Parenthood just released its 2018-2019 annual report. They're not going out of business anytime soon. Now, I have made the statement on this program many times that we are winning the war on abortion. Little by little, we are winning the war on abortion. But I always try to add that the battle is far, far, far from over. Well, this annual report from Planned Parenthood certainly illustrates that. Abortions at Planned Parenthood are up, not down. They're up. In fact, they perform the highest yearly number of abortions on record. That's an intentional pause. I want you to hear that. How many times have we heard the liberal left, Democrats, and Planned Parenthood themselves? You're going to put us out of business. Last year, Planned Parenthood performed 345,672 abortions. Now think about this. While the total number of abortions in America is down and has been decreasing, Planned Parenthood set an all-time one-year record for the number of unborn babies killed. 345,672 abortions. Now, how are they doing financially? Well, according to the annual report released yesterday, quote, the annual report shows that Planned Parenthood received $617 million in taxpayer funds for the fiscal year ending in June. Now, if you listen to Planned Parenthood, they were going to go out of business. They received $617 million in taxpayer funds, your tax dollars, $617 million from the U.S. government. That number represented roughly 37% of its overall funding and a 9% increase from the previous year. Now, let me clarify some things here. some of the changes made by the Trump administration in funding for Planned Parenthood will not go into effect until next year. Next year, hopefully, these numbers will be quite different. But the fiscal year ending in June, they received 9% more tax dollars than they did the year before. The response from Planned Parenthood, next year it's going to be really bad and we could go out of business. Yeah. Acting Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson said, quote, "We stand at an inflection point for reproductive health and rights." Record year, record amount of money, record number of abortions, and yet they are still crying, we stand at an inflection point for reproductive health rights. And of course, Planned Parenthood, other than just Congress, they receive state and local grants in addition to money through Medicaid reimbursements. And yet, all of the Democratic candidates for president, all of them want Planned Parenthood to get more money. The group proudly proclaims nearly 70% of the more than 300 abortion-restricting bills introduced in 2019 have been defeated or delayed until next year. That's a quote. Planned Parenthood is proud that 70% of the more than 300 abortion-restricting bills introduced in 2019 have been defeated or delayed until next year. Now, how are they doing overall financially? Because again, the minute the Trump administration talked about reducing funding, taking away federal funding, they started screaming, yelling, shouting that women are going to die and they're going to go out of business. Yeah. From their report, they list total assets of $2.28 billion with liabilities of only $285.7 million. When you do the math, they have a total net worth exceeding $1.9 billion in excess. Let that sink in. They have total assets of $2.28 billion. They only have liabilities of $285.7 million, which means they have excess in their budget, excess of $1.9 billion, nearly $2 billion in net assets, nearly $2 billion. Now think about this. An organization, a company, because they're a business. They kill babies for profit. Think about this. An organization that has nearly $2 billion in excess reserves received $617 million in taxpayer funds last year. Think about that. Now, on their balance sheet, they received $617 million from the taxpayers. That's in addition to private donations. That is in addition to local grants, state grants, Medicaid, so on. They received $617 million. Their liabilities for the entire year were only $285 million. So from your tax dollars, they received $617 million, and they only spent $285 million. In other words, their excess is growing at an unbelievable amount every year. So much so that they have nearly $2 billion sitting in the bank. Nearly $2 billion sitting in the bank. And yet they're screaming and yelling and shouting that if they don't continue to get your tax dollars, they'll go out of business. I'm telling you, folks, it's an evil organization. They are evil. Those figures are from their own annual report.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
We're getting more details on the agreement to split the United Methodist Church denomination. The group has released a 9-page plan called Protocol of Reconciliation and Grace Through Separation. The existence of the plan was announced on Friday, and now we're getting more and more details. And this is going to have to be approved by the denominational meeting this February. But it looks like a foregone conclusion that this is going to come about. And personally, I think this is a good thing. I really do. I think this is a good thing. I think it's going to be a good thing for the conservatives within the United Methodist denomination. Now, here's what we know, and we don't know all of the details, and again, this could be amended wildly at the annual meeting this summer. But right now, the plan called Protocol of Reconciliation and Grace Through Separation, the conservatives will spin off from the United Methodists. The United Methodists will continue to use their name. They will be entitled to call their churches United Methodists. So after this split occurs, if a church is called a United Methodist Church, you will know immediately they're liberal. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good thing, because right now there are conservative United Methodist churches, there are incredibly liberal United Methodist churches, and you have no idea. You see the sign out in front of the church, United Methodist Church, you have no idea where they stand theologically. Well, after the split occurs, the schism, as it's being called, you will be pretty well able to see. If the church still has United Methodist on the sign, they're liberal. So they're going to spin off the conservative traditional churches that actually believe the Bible. Now, one of the most important things, if this plan is approved by the denomination, these churches who are spinning off and leaving the United Methodist will be able to keep their property. That's a good thing. It's not the case with the PCUSA. A PCUSA church, Presbyterian Church USA, they vote to leave the denomination, and the denomination will immediately say, we don't care if you leave, that's fine, take the people with you, but we will take your building. Yeah, they don't care about the people. They want the building, they want the property, they want the dollars, they want the money. But if this is approved, the conservative churches that leave will be able to keep their property, and the conservative churches will get a $25 million payout. Now, my big question is, how is that going to be paid out? I assume it will be divided equally among the conservative churches that leave. The liberal churches, and again, I'm quoting, the liberal churches will keep the United Methodist title. Yeah. So $25 million will be paid out to the traditional churches. It's in some ways, it's kind of funny because the liberals are sick and tired of putting up with the conservatives. They are. Because bless their hearts, and to their credit, the conservatives have been a thorn in the flesh of the liberals, and God bless them for doing it. And so the liberals are saying, we are just so tired of you people. Just go. And not only that, you can keep your building, and we will pay out $25 million. Now, that will be paid out over 2 years, I think. It won't. It's not all at once. $25 million payout from a new denomination, be allowed to keep their properties, get $25 million. I thought I had that marked. I think it's over a 2 year period that the conservative churches, and again, I'm assuming, I don't know this for fact, but I am assuming that this will be paid out, it'll be divided up equally among all of the churches that leave. And by the way, I have read nothing that indicates how many conservative churches are actually going to leave. But here is a quote. Here's a quote from Mark Tooley. Mark Tooley is a conservative. He's president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy. He says, many local congregations will divide and die. But United Methodism is already dying in America. This division will allow evangelistic-minded Methodism to plant new congregations and grow. American Christianity and society desperately need a theologically cohesive, rejuvenated Methodism. I'm looking forward to participating in a Methodist revival. Now, you mark my words. Let me make a prediction. If this all comes about, the split is approved. You watch. The conservative churches that split off will grow and thrive. The liberal churches that are going to maintain the title United Methodist will continue to decline and die. You watch. If we've ever had an opportunity to look at the difference between Bible believers and non-Bible believers, it is going to be on full display in this split in the United Methodist Church.